You're listening to BYU Idaho Radio. It's March 4th, 2021. I'm Logan Miller, and this is a rundown of this evening's local news headlines. This month, Idaho is releasing a system where residents can schedule a COVID-19 vaccine appointment. There has been complications with the plan that has been enforced. This new plan hopefully will provide better communications so people won't be on the phone all day trying to make sure their appointment is intact. The Idaho State Journal reports Idaho will receive 50,000 vaccines this week and 13,000 today. As cases in the state continue to drop, people are continuing to be vaccinated daily, as over half of people who are 85 or older have been vaccinated. We're reaching the end of winter, but that doesn't mean we can't keep playing in the snow. The Bridger-Teton National Forest hosts a lot of guests throughout the year, but recently the forest has seen an increase in the dangers associated with the mountains. Last month, there were almost 100 avalanches in the Bridger-Teton area. Bob Comey, director of the Bridger-Teton Avalanche Center, says this was a deadly month for the area.
This has been one of the most tragic Februarys, or one of the most tragic months we've had in a long time with respect to avalanche fatality. So there's been a lot of avalanches because we've been in a big storm cycle.
In past weeks, several regions in the Midwest have been hit hard with large snowstorms. Oklahoma and Texas received the worst end of it, but they were not the only ones targeted. Eastern Idaho and Wyoming have also taken a beating.
There's been fatalities in Montana, Idaho, Utah, Colorado, and Wyoming. We had 3 fatalities in less than a week. So that's been very tragic.
Because these avalanches have been happening more frequently recently, Comey wants to let the public know about what the Avalanche Center does to help prepare for these events.
You know, we put out daily avalanche forecasts twice a day at jhavalanche.org. And so we've been doing our best to get the word out to the public about the seriousness of the avalanche hazard over the last month.
Not only does the website have daily updates on the forecasts, but there are also resources to teach you about avalanche safety.
Another big component about with respect to that is having the rescue gear, and that includes an avalanche transceiver, a shovel, a probe pole, potentially an airbag, first aid equipment, and really, really important is your partners.
Despite all the dangers that you could potentially face when playing in the mountains, Comey wants to emphasize that it can still be a lot of fun.
I don't want to scare people away from going outdoors. Even when the danger is pretty high, you can go out and recreate in great snow on terrain that doesn't avalanche. So it's really important to have the skills we need to understand avalanche terrain and where we go and where we don't go so that you come back safe and get to be with your friends and families and do this for the rest of your life.
To listen to my full interview with Bob Comey, subscribe to our podcast feed. Just search for BYU Idaho Radio. A local BMX gold medalist is launching a religious nonprofit with free entertainment events. The Idaho State Journal reports Colton Satterfield's new nonprofit, B1, will bring these events to Southeast Idaho. They will include religious conferences with influential speeches from celebrities, professional athletes, and actors of all Christian denominations, as well as professional entertainment such as rock concerts and freestyle BMX competitions. Satterfield said it's all about inviting influential people who can help point others to Christ. B1 is planning to host its first event this summer. B1 also plans to have an active online presence, where people can watch the conferences for free in a similar setting to TED Talks. For more information, go online to b1andhim.com. This has been a rundown of this evening's local news headlines for March 4th, 2021. Be informed, be inspired. This is BYU Idaho Radio.